This is part two with the Afghan interpreter. What do you think will happen if the Americans leave?
So, my idea, if the Americans leave Afghanistan, maybe something will happen which have happened in the last. Maybe the Taliban will come back and they destroy the situation which we have right now. For example, we have peace, stability, not in Helmand province. If you go to Kabul, for example, Jalalabad, Mazar, and other provinces, we have peace and stability. If the American leave Afghanistan, this is my idea. I don't know about the other peoples which they have any other ideas. Which I have idea, if they leave Afghanistan, maybe the situation in Afghanistan will going to bad. It's going to back to the last, maybe the Taliban will come back in Afghanistan, will start killing the people, start doing illegal action with the people which they had in the last. So they will start the fighting again, and Afghanistan will destroy again for the, yeah,
one times more.
What kind of work or job did your father have when you were a small boy?
Oh, my father was a carpenter at the first. So after that, he quit his job and he started painting. He's a painter. He paints the home building. So he was working like that. When my father was, when I was a little boy, my father was working. And when he comes back home, he was saying like that. My work is like a monkey dance. I'll tell you about this. Why he was saying like this. So painting is so difficult. Which you're working during work, you have to do your hand like this with the brush. He was painting like that. So I was laughing on that time when I got young. So I had to work with my father to help him together. When I started working painting, so on that time I thought painting is like monkey dance.
Right.
Yeah, it was so difficult for my father. And my father got heart attack maybe about 10 years ago. So I saw a lot of problem in my life. After that, I decided to work, and I worked too much to support my family, to find money about for my family. So I started working. The day before, my father was working like a painter, such as a painter, and he's right now, he works in a bank such as a guard.
Tell me a little bit about the most famous Tajik that most Americans know, Masoud.
The most Tajik, every Afghanistan people knows Masoud. Masoud was a famous guy. He was Mujahid. He was a real Mujahid. Yeah. And every people which live in Afghanistan, they love Masoud. Especially I love Masoud. I respect for which he did in the last. Yeah. So the people in Afghanistan, all the people think Masoud did a good job and did a hard work and helped Afghanistan people. Yeah.
Finally, I want to ask you, have you ever been to America, or would you ever want to go to America?
I haven't been to in America, so right now I'm trying to go to the United States, especially my life is in dangerous in here. After this, maybe if the Taliban find me in Helmand and Kandahar without working with the US Army guys, so if they find me that I had worked with the US guys, with the ISAF guys, they will kill me. They'll not leave me alive. Yeah, they will kill me. So I'm trying to go to United States, especially there is one of my surgeon. He's going to help me. My work's right now in process. I'm trying to go to United States. I love to go because I want to go to the United States. After that, I want to support my family to bring them to the United States because Afghanistan became for me a dangerous place. Yeah, I want to go.
So the final question that I have, obviously what you do is very dangerous for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
People will try to kill you for it. Why do you do it?
So why? The reason is of this, I will tell you. The people which want to kill me, they're Taliban, nobody else. So the tank interpreters are eyes. Do you know eyes? Eyes of the eyes of people. If the interpreter don't work with them, they can't work in Afghanistan, they can't be in Afghanistan. Why they are killing us? This is the point. Yeah, they don't want to help. They don't want us to help these guys. Yeah, that's the point.
I want to thank you for taking the time. for speaking with me.
Thank you, brother.
And we hope that you, of course, will be very safe in all the days ahead.
And thanks, brother, from you that you got my interview. I became so happy. And wish you good luck in the future.
Thank you very much. This is Jim Speary, March 18th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan, having spoken with an interpreter who's 20 years old.